This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So were you watching Governor Greg Abbott's speech?
Yeah, I got to watch a good chunk of it. It was on when I was still on the air, so I was trying to run back and forth between the TV and the bedroom where I do my shows. Got to hear the nuts and bolts of it. Rather interesting.
It's the light at the end of the tunnel everybody's been waiting for, right? That's what I kept saying on the radio today.
Well, I feel like there's still going to be the people that kind of not ready to go back to normal life yet. And they probably think it's too much too soon. There is some of the things that we're allowed to do. Now, granted, it's only at 25% capacity. I put this on Facebook, but I think it's interesting that movie theaters can be open, but my hairstylist, who has one customer at a time, in because she works out of, I don't know if you've seen those places around town. They're called Sola salons. They're basically
like a room. You pay
right. Everybody's like their own independent contractor. They do it themselves. It's not a big salon. So everybody's got their own room, and that's what she does it out of. And she's got one customer at a time. And literally, she can only do one customer in her room because it is so small.
Yeah, that's how my aunt has her business. She's up in like Cypress off 249. They've got, I think it might actually be that same company where it's like every room is a different salon, but it's independently owned and operated, if you will. They rent the space and then they could have their business out of it. My only thought is that you're so close to each other.
Well, and I understand that, but at the same time, it's like,
in a movie theater, they can put you 6 feet apart.
I thought of that, but with my hairstylist, okay, so say it's just me and her. Well, we can both wear masks. She has to wear rubber gloves. You know what I mean? If you want, I'll wear rubber gloves. I'm not going to touch anything anyway, but there's certain measures, and after every client, she can clean the place down. Where, let's think about a movie theater for a second. They're freaking disgusting.
Like, oh, yeah.
After every showing, there's still popcorn all over the floor, and the floor is sticky and nasty.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, there's a reason my shoes always seem to stick to the floor at a movie theater.
Right. It's like, I don't know how they're going to manage that, you know. So that's
also about concerts. To me, it's like, if you could go watch a breaking Hollywood movie, then you should be able to have at least some sort of concert or live venue, some live music
right.
venue.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's at 25% capacity. So it's like, I mean, that opens up quite the window. You know what I mean?
Like the Rustic could probably throw a pretty good party. Have a band up on stage and you only allow 150 people in?
Yeah, I mean, because what is their capacity? Yeah, so that goes into effect Friday?
Yeah, so I guess just to give a kind of an overview of everything that I saw and that I know right now. So the executive order expires on Thursday at midnight. So May 1st is phase one, where they open retail shops and stores, malls, restaurants. What was the other one? Museums, libraries.
Yes.
I missed one.
You
movie
got the
theaters.
Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like such a weird combination of places. I agree that the logic seems off. Well, one of the points I wanted to make was that they said that if a business wants to require you to wear a mask to come in, they have the right to do that.
Which, yeah, I mean, HEB is doing that right now, so.
Well, not my HEB I went to. They didn't require you to have a mask on.
Today?
I mean, yesterday.
Well, I think as of today, they're asking you to wear a mask.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I thought I saw this morning when I was looking at the news that they have new store hours and that they're asking you to, or I don't know if it's asking or requiring you to wear a mask. So
I think it's two in the same, actually, but because I mean, if they're so it was Chief Art Acevedo. He is also saying that if you do not leave the premises because you don't want to wear a mask and you feel some type of way about that, it's criminal trespass warning or criminal trespass citation could be issued. And he said, please don't make us come deal with this. Just respect the business owner. If the business owner wants you to wear a mask, please just do it.
Yeah. It's like, hey, don't be a dick. Just do it.
Yeah. You know? It's like, look, this isn't because he was saying that private businesses, you have that right. You can do whatever. If you want people, everyone has to wear this red hat to come into your business. Well, that's your rule. Well, then everyone has to wear a red hat. You know, like that's you don't like red. I'm sorry. Then you won't come into this business. If that's the way they want to run their business. Sure. People probably don't want to go there because of that, but it's their right to do it. It's private property.
That goes into whole lines of other thoughts of where restaurants wouldn't allow kids and people get all outraged. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, I could see that. I could understand why people would want to have a restaurant outing where kids are. See, even the dogs agree.
Yeah, they're pissed. No, I don't know. Something's happening outside. So.
Somebody's stealing your bike?
Well, not again. Let's see. Hang on. What is all the commotion out here? I can't see it, but hopefully not. I'll be pissed.
Yeah. So let's talk about the bike theft.
Oh yeah. So my last week was interesting because at some point one of the days I forgot to close my garage door, which I'm always so good about closing my garage door. And one day I don't know if I hit it and. Because sometimes it gets a little stuck, so you have to really kind of hit it. But it didn't go down, so all night it was open. And I noticed in the morning, and then I noticed my bike was gone. I was like, So I have one of those cameras in my garage that I got from Amazon. So when they deliver, you can see, you know, that it's been dropped off or whatever. So I could see when it got taken, but the moment it actually happened is not caught on camera. And I'm so pissed. So
Amazon provided you with that, but it's for their feature, where they deliver stuff inside your garage for you. But that wasn't your security system.
No, correct. So that camera comes for, you know, the Amazon key delivery garage delivery service. When, you know, anytime you purchase something on Amazon, it'll say that it can be delivered into your garage. That'll have that option, but that's what it's for. So Amazon will open up your garage door for you and put the packages inside.
Man, I wonder if you ordered food, if they would come inside and cook it for you too.
Right. But the thing is with the bike, like, I could see on one clip it's there, the next clip it's gone, the light's on, and a cop is driving down the street. I'm like, did you not see anything?
Well, what I think probably happened, so in the videos that I saw, this was my final answer. You see a car drive by in the first video before you see the cop. And I believe the guy got dropped off out of that vehicle because he saw the garage open and then walked up, and as it was driving off, he went and grabbed it, and then he was already to the other side of your driveway, hopped in the vehicle with whoever it was, and then they just drove off as normal, and the cop comes, and he doesn't see anything.
Right. And I have a motion light in my garage too, so he clearly tripped the light, but...
So if it opened, so why did the camera turn on the second time? Motion sensor?
Yeah. So the camera caught maybe, say, the cop coming down the street, but it didn't catch him snaking my bike. The next day, I found it on OfferUp for sale. Allegedly, because I called the cops, you know, filed a report, did all of my due diligence. They found the guy that was selling it on OfferUp, talked to him, and then they claimed that he already sold it. He says he already sold it within... like 8 hours, he claimed he sold it. So we'll see.
So,
but it's still
on offer. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Aaron. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He claims he sold the bike already. Well, how did he get it?
He claims somebody gave it to him, that he just got it.
Man, that is a classic liar, man. Classic. Yeah. You know what drives – oh, ooh, that grinds my gears. So I always had my parents – I was the only child, so I feel like I got nice stuff as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. I got nice watches and shoes, and I got jacked on multiple occasions by kids at my school because they thought they could get away with it, and they did. Right. And the one kid stole one of my watches, and I saw him at lunch wearing my watch. Like I looked at him and I looked at him, and when I looked at him, he took the watch off and he put it in his pocket because he knew I saw. And so when I looked back at him, he didn't have the watch on. So I confronted him and asked him about it, and he wouldn't take it out of his pockets. Right. And I was never like a fighter kid. I wasn't going to start fighting this kid. So I told the teacher. Well, during the time it took me to get to the teacher, to get to him, he passed the watch off to somebody else. He gave it to another kid and said, hey, man, here's this watch, bro. Check this. You can have my watch. Well, I didn't know that. So when they finally searched him, the watch wasn't there. Well, the next day, that kid was wearing my watch. And so I said, hey, you know, I told the teacher, he's wearing my watch now. He gave it to him. It's him. And so they called that kid's mother, and the mother goes, oh, no, I bought him that watch.
Oh, my God. And then the parents help out. Oh, my God.
Oh, so infuriating.
Hot place in hell. Hot place in hell.
Makes me. I just got fired up thinking about that. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
What's the name brand? The really cool. They make the really cool watches and sunglasses.
I was going to say Fossil.
Yes, Fossil.
Okay. Yeah, because Fossil was, like, legit back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That was the best. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So they – did they tell you the guy's name? Did he reach out to you?
No.
Do I need to download OfferUp right now?
Because I messaged him on the app saying, like, hey, I'm totally interested in the bike. Guy never got back to me, but the cops got to him, and he claims that – the one guy claims that he just put it up on OfferUp. The other dude had it. The other dude claimed somebody else gave him the
bike. So they did talk to that guy?
Yeah.
They talked to both of them? They talked to the guy who – wow. So they probably do that shit on the regular. It's a hustle.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's like the guy was trying to sell my bike for $400, which, A, it's not worth $400, you know, but if I were to replace it, it would be because it was an expensive bike, you know, and – like I bought it 8 years ago and I got it on sale, but still for me to get another one, it's probably going to be at least $400, $500, $600, you know what I mean? Or more. So, lesson learned. I will always pay attention to making sure that the garage is down. But at the end of the day, it also could have been so much worse because he could have gone in my house. He could have.
I mean, you dodged a bullet, but also someone who's, to me, it just seems like there's a he's just a petty thief. Like he's not a robber. He's not someone who is robbing.
Well, and I mean, you know, technically he went into my garage, so it is burglary. So I find the serial number and they can prove that if that bike ever does turn up, they could arrest somebody for a felony. And I was like, really?
Do you have your own serial? Do you have your serial number?
No, I don't. And I called the place that I bought it from, this little mom pop bike shop. And so he's checking on it. I actually talked to the people today and he's going back through their records to see if he can find anything, but we'll see.
List it as a Cannondale?
Yes. So if you're on OfferUp and you look up Cannondale, it should be.
That's from 9 months ago.
Let me see. Can you still see me? Like,
no, I cannot see you.
Okay. Well, I guess it really doesn't matter. OfferUp. Alicia is the important part is you can hear me. So my saved items.
That one's $1,600.
Here. I think I can forward it to you. Here's the listing. Boom.
Got it.
Damn, that was fast.
Man, that's crazy. Those pictures are in your house, too.
And so that would be, that would be really weird. But what's funny is you look at that, you know, the apartment or house or whatever it is, it looks like a nice place. And it's like, what
it looks like he lives in the Heights.
Yeah. But I guess the cops, they have, what is the word I'm looking for? They can call up OfferUp and try to get information from them about.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's just like a pawn shop.
Yeah. So.
But, you know, I that's just so frustrating. I just hate it when people are I just can't stand thieves like that. It just drives me crazy. But yeah. As you said, I guess the good thing is you didn't that's all they took.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been worse. I guess lesson learned, but it real sucks. It sucks real bad.
Yeah.
Cuz now it's and like
was that the bike that you rode like 20 miles on?
Yes.
I'm going to offer him $800, Aaron.
Why not? See what happens. See how quick you get out.
Something's wrong. I think it's gone, maybe.
Oh, is it?
It's kind of faded, like the picture is. But I don't know if that's just the way it looks. I love how – did you read the bicycle, the never used? Yeah. This bike is amazing. I'm talking 45 mile per hour amazing. Did you read that?
I know. It's like, really? Yeah. I was dying. It was like – oh, and my favorite part was get it while it's hot.
Oh my God, it's hot. That's hilarious. Get it while it's hot. It's always going to be hot, you asshole. You can't beat a great deal like this one. Oh man.
Yeah, because you stole it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is insane.
And people are amazing. And yeah, I've never been a stealer. You know what I mean? And I don't understand why somebody would do that, but it's just a different.
I've only stolen hearts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, speaking of stealing hearts, Wild Card by Miranda Lambert. Have you listened to that song?
No, I haven't listened to the entire album, no.
Have you listened to the song Wild Card?
No, I haven't.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, Lee, it's really good.
I interviewed Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, and her new song made me, like, my face started leaking. So I'm like, is this going to be another song that makes my face leak?
No. It's her best. It might be one of her best songs she's ever had. I wonder if I can play it. I wonder if I can play the hook right here and if you could hear it. Let's see. There it is. I'm going to have to listen to the whole album, though. Maybe it's not called Wild Card. Maybe it's called Bluebird.
Oh, the Bluebird, her new song. Yes, I have heard that one.
Well, she uses the term Wild Card in it.
Oh, yeah. There is a line in there where she says Wild Card.
So I thought it was Wild Card. Bluebird. All right. Mm-hmm. That is an awesome, awesome song.
What part about – what is it about that song that you liked?
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I think it's she just sounds, I don't know how to explain it. She, like, I can hear, you can hear her personality. You can finally hear the softer side of her personality. You can hear the charm in her voice.
So listen to that. Okay. So do you follow Miranda Lambert on Instagram?
Probably, but I can't think of the last time. Let me follow her right now just in case.
So there is a video that she posted of her playing the guitar on her porch. And I want to say they used maybe a piece of that during one of those specials, maybe the ACM.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. So listen to her sing that song, Bluebird, acoustically on her porch. It sounds the same, but something about it is more... I don't know. I don't want to
authentic?
Say dark. It's just like, I don't know. It's got a cool sound to it.
All right. Can you hear it through there?
Well, I'm a turner. I turn pages all the time. I don't like where I'm at. 34 is bad, so I just turn to 35. Yeah, I'm a keeper. I keep digging down for the day. Like the records I'm playing. Might keep you waiting, but you know I'm on a plan for kids. And if the house just keeps on winning, I got wild card up my sleeve. And if love keeps giving me lemons, I just mix them in my drink. And if the whole wide world stops singing, and all the stars go dark, I keep the light on in my soul. Keep the bluebird in my heart. I keep the light on in my soul. Keep the bluebird in my heart. I keep a bluebird in my heart.
Yeah, that.
It's just got like a different, and I think I
it's
pay
the
more
texture.
Attention to the lyrics more in that when she does it that
well,
way.
Well, so I think that you know there's like that sounds so different from way different like that is.
On the radio, yeah.
For sure. Like, well, I think the bluebird is what she's saying. Like, that's it never goes away. Her sadness never goes away. Like, she has a piece of sadness in her heart that never goes away. It's her bluebird. And she,
that's what it means?
Yeah. And so she's saying, like, she's going to keep on keeping on. When life gives her lemons, she's going to put it in her drink. When things go wrong, she's going to keep on getting better. When everything goes, but deep down inside, there's this little bluebird that always sings. Like, there's a piece of her that's like, always a little sad, and because like things weren't what they were supposed to be, almost like you just keep, you know, taking things for what they are and making your way through, and you don't let and it doesn't matter what happens, she got through it, but deep down there's still this like bluebird singing the blues, you know.
Oh, interesting. Now I'm gonna have to listen to it again.
That's not what I heard when I heard it on the radio. When I heard it on the radio and heard the song produced, what I heard was a champion overcoming all of her, all the obstacles. Nothing stands in her way. She always overcomes it. And
but
I heard, and I heard wild card in my heart, not bluebird in my heart. And
I
thought,
but you just say, I got a wild card up my sleeve.
That's what it is. Yeah. So when I heard that, I thought of like, that was her I took it more as a Brave song about how strong she was and how capable, rather when I heard it originally. When I heard that version, it made me think about the softer side of what she like, because I think it's a double entendre, actually.
Yeah. I feel like some of the best country songs have that double entendre.
I think the best all songs have the double entendre. That is what makes a hit. Is the fact that you can listen to it like three or four different ways, and you're like Devin Dawson, like
Songs on his album,
was that made it so special, at least to me. Like Justin Timberlake, Mirrors. Maybe I'm getting my songs mixed up.
What goes around comes around.
Yes.
Yeah.
But did you see that her post on Instagram about Justin Timberlake, and then he commented on it, Britney Spears. They were saying that she was like crying out for attention or something like that. Have you seen her Instagram lately? Yeah. So she's like dancing.
Well, I've seen some weird posts, and it's like she'll talk in a British accent, and it's just bizarre.
Well, she was dancing in some video, right? And in the caption, she references, I know it's been 30 something years since I had the most public breakup ever or something like that, but P.S., his music is great. And here, I just got to read it to you, right? So this is my version of Snapchat or TikTok or whatever, the cool thing you're supposed to do these days. As you can see, I'm not really dancing, folks. I'm just very bored. Eye roll emoji. P.S., I know we had one of the world's biggest breakups 20 years ago, ... But hey, the man is a genius. Great song, JT. Psst, if you know what's good, all caps.
If you know it's good, what's that mean?
Apparently, Timberlake went in, laugh, emoji face, praise hands, praise hands, praise hands.
Okay, interesting.
I think they have mutual respect for each other. That's all it is.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The whole, if you know it's good, I don't know what that means, but.
If you know what's good, I mean, that's how I read it. Maybe it's the song. Let's see what song it is.
She, by the way, always does the twirling thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Speaking of, there you go.
Does she have a tramp stamp?
So then she went on this one. So then she's dancing and living. Now she's dancing in the living room again.
She loves twirling.
Yeah, yeah.
Loves twirling.
So yeah, so that was the drama from Instagram that I saw regarding Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. But yeah, all the way from the double entendre.
And I usually I'm not even into celebrity. I used to be so into celebrity gossip, and then I don't know, for some reason it just bored me. But Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this. So who is she again? Why was this?
She was on, what was it, The Hills back in the day?
Oh, my
that
gosh.
Show on MTV.
Oh, did you know it was fake the whole time, or did you believe it?
Well, I never really watched it in the first place.
Yeah.
I think I maybe watched a couple episodes, but I never got into it like people did. So, but I mean, I thought it was real from what I, but yeah, then seeing it was all scripted, I was like, huh. Well,
yeah, well, to me, crazy. It was like the Kardashians before the Kardashians. They people believed those were real people living this real life. And like,
when really, I mean, it was a bunch of Orange County rich kids, wasn't it? So,
yeah, I guess so. Whatever it happened to be. So, yeah, so they got divorced, right?
Well, are getting a divorce. But it's funny, she's got her own show now called, you know, Very Cavallari or whatever. And I watched a couple episodes recently, and and again, I don't watch reality shows. I, especially like the Real Housewives stuff, a lot of time I don't get into it. I'll watch a couple of them. I'm trying to think the last time I was really into a reality show. I'm sure there's one. I just can't
Mine
think
was
of
a Circle, which I applied for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that.
On Netflix?
Love is Blind one. Into that for a couple episodes, but I didn't watch all of them. And then I saw the first episode of that one, Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, yeah. I watched a little bit of that, but it was too weird for me. I don't know. Like, none of those people have any sort of tough time finding someone to hook up with.
Oh, for sure. The thing was, it took all these people that don't have a hard time hooking up with somebody and then tried to make them not hook up with somebody.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Well, that's what I think they were trying to do, was like, because there was the money on the line, remember? And if they made out, or anytime somebody did something with somebody, the money pot kept going down, I think.
Oh, see, I didn't. Oh, see, that kind of makes me a little more interested in watching it now. But I started it, and I made it maybe 6 minutes, and the accents and then the cheesy complimentary BS. Well, I was like, oh my gosh, like, y'all are so full of yourselves. Like,
yeah, I can't handle it.
I was out. I couldn't do it. I've been watching Money Heist. It is intense. It's in subtitles, so I feel like I've been reading a book.
Wait, what is that about?
Basically, this guy, the professor, has a team of thieves, and they want to hijack the Royal Mint in Spain, and that's where they print money. And so the idea is they want to take hostages. They want to close down the mint, and it's also impenetrable. So from the inside, you can close it down. No one can get in, right?
It's
because it's so locked down. It's where they print the
money. And this is real life?
No, this is.
Oh, so this isn't a reality show?
No, it's just a show. Yeah. But it's great. There's like a love story intertwined into it, because the professor is like at this undisclosed location, and he's talking to the negotiator who's trying to get them to give up the hostages. Well, it's this woman, and the professor has the hots for her and is like talking to her, like he's trying to date her, like during the negotiator conversations, right? He's like flirting with her and stuff, and she's just so annoyed by him. Well, she sees him every day in the coffee shop and has no idea it's him. And he gives her his charger, her charger for a phone to use. And one day she like suspects him weirdly for some reason, grabs him and puts him on the table, right? Like she's going to arrest him. And she's like, where's your wire? Where's your wire? And he's like freaking out, and she pats him down, and he has no wire, obviously. And she apologizes and feels terrible about it. But her senses always told her there was something up with this guy. Well, she ends up falling in love with him.
And what?
So, yeah. So now, like, you know, when she's off the clock and all the people are inside printing off the money and going through with the heist, he's banging her in his garage.
What?
Yeah. And so then as the story evolves, she realized, you know, her life is falling apart, her private life. And
what is this on?
It's on Netflix.
You find the most random stuff on
Netflix. It was number one in America, Aaron, last weekend.
Hang on.
But okay. Yeah.
Okay. I type in money. That's the second thing that pops up on Google.
Yeah. It's a really good watch.
Where are they like?
It's in Spanish. So, you read the subtitles as it's happening. But for me, subtitles, I can start watching it. And ultimately, I can watch both and read at the same time. Like, okay. I can kind of catch what's happening. And also, I feel like I've gotten better at Spanish. Don't try me because I don't really know Spanish.
Have you been practicing during your quarantine time? I feel like that should be because, like I said in our meeting, our Zoom meeting with our boss, I'm like, if I don't come back out of quarantine with some new skill, I'm going to be so pissed at myself.
Mine is the stock market and my health and wellness. I've been, I've lost weight and I'm gaining lots of core strength and I'm doing my core workouts every day.
I'm jealous. I have not lost weight by any stretch of the imagination.
I took my first pack of stuff to my new home. I met my neighbors at my new home.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they were sitting outside last time I went, and so they were outside again today. So when I pulled in, I rolled down the window and I was like, "I'll come over there and say hi in a little bit." One downside to my house already, pulling into my garage scrapes the bottom of my car because I have this undercarriage that's this plastic piece that protects all of everything. Well, it hangs kind of low, and so every time I hear it like scrape on the bottom.
So would it help if you had like a thing to,
like a wooden ramp or something?
Yeah,
maybe
like just like a little small wooden piece, like to go where your two tires would go.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe if you backed in to your garage.
But that was the only downfall to the house so far. And then my backyard is out of control. Like, it's really overwhelming.
Oh, you need a how big is it?
20 by 10, if that.
Okay.
Maybe it's 10 by 20. 10 out and 20 across, you know?
Okay. So you could probably... that's what I did. I think it sounds similar to my backyard size. I just got a weed whacker.
Yeah, it's like 5 paces out the back door.
Yeah.
Just weed whacker and just knock it down.
You're going to be a big boy. You're going to get tools.
Yeah, I know. I've been going through all my tools over here too. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. That's why I was saying that it was one of the downfalls I've already started to realize. Like, oh man, I'm going to have to cut my own shit here. I might as well go. And I've been putting off the weed eater for at least 3 weeks. And now the weeds are taller than me.
No, they aren't.
They are literally as tall as me.
Okay. Well, then you're definitely going to have to get the weed whacker. And you're going to have to go in different. You're going to have to probably do it high. And then you're going to have to go low and then back down to the ground.
I was going to pay my friend $50 to drive here and do it.
I tell you, Harbor Freight Tools, that's the place.
All right. Good to know. Now I'm going to go because I didn't want to go to Lowe's or anything.
No, they have them all over all over town. They're smaller, but they sell tools and they're cheaper. I think all I right. got my, I can't remember. I got my, and I got my bike rack there for $40.
That's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and everywhere else it was 100. So they listen to our radio station, at least the one off of I-45 North.
Well, I'm going to make sure they still are or else I'm not buying anything.
Yeah, you're like, this radio station, I'm not sure about it. Did you hear that the ACMs are now going to Nashville?
Oh, yeah, I saw that email. I'm happy about that. Probably way cheaper, right?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas at the end of June anyway.
You're like, screw the orders. Yeah, it's going to be in Nashville, but they said they still haven't figured out if they're going to allow an audience.
But it's not till September, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's a long time. They're going to have an audience.
I hope so. I hope they don't like call it right now. But at the same time, maybe this will be one year where if they do want an audience, they can wait until the last minute. My thought is don't sell tickets yet. And maybe this year, don't sell tickets. Just let people go for free.
I don't see that happening.
Mine.
Do outside.
No, I meant, well, I think they're doing it in different locations. If I read the email right, there was something about how they were going to do pieces of it at the Ryman and at the Grand Ole Opry. So.
Oh, so I could see that. I mean,
wait, I'm sorry. Are you cleaning out your ear right now with a screwdriver?
No, that's a knife.
Dear God, you're cleaning out your ear with a knife?
I had an itch, and it was right there, and it was available. It's okay.
Dear God, you've got a finger. Use it.
I can't use it. My finger's not that small.
Oh, my God. That was alarming. That was very alarming. Well, you're an alarmist. See, for everybody listening to the podcast, listening to this podcast, you don't know that we're on a Zoom interview kind of thing, so I can see everything he's doing. And that, just imagine watching your coworker grab a knife and stab their own ear.
I didn't stab my ear.
You were digging in there like you're trying to get to China or something.
I was not. She's exaggerating. It wasn't that serious.
Dear God.
I was scratching the ear. There was a piece of scratch. There's an itch in there. And I don't have anything else I can reach. I don't have a Q-tip anywhere. So I just had to do what I had to do. I do know one other thing I was going to tell you is that I sold off my stocks for MBRX for Moleculin Biotech today.
Why?
I just felt like they did enough work. And so I reinvested it in another.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Company, because it was like up to $1.12. And remember when it – so what really happened is – here, I'll tell you the story what really happened. So okay. I was at the golf course yesterday, and – pretty much that's where I get most of my financial tips. I listen to people talk and I observe, and I was on the practice green and I could hear this guy from like 50 feet away. Nah, 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 nah. That's why I put money in. Nah, 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 nah. Like just loud as can be. Right. And yeah. Borderline obnoxious, but he sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
Okay.
And so he, So I'm listening to him talking to his friends about these stocks and these investments and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I took my money out of here and I put it in here and this and that. And I said, yeah, I got real fortunate with this one stock, MBRX. And I just kind of interrupted their conversation. And I said, and usually I eavesdrop on conversations like you guys and then go home and do my research and make my decisions like that. Like that's one of the reasons why I bought Planet Fitness. I just kind of interject myself into this man's conversation. He's mm-hmm. talking so loud that I can hear him from 30 feet, and he's now standing 2 or 3 feet away, or, well, 5 or 6 feet away. He's like, oh, yeah? Well, I don't know much about that company, but you should sell it. First off, no one has ever just given me blatant advice like that, right? My original feelings of his attitude and personality would normally lend me not to believe this man or take him seriously.
Okay, so what made you, because I would say when I hear that statement, I'm like, well, that's a rather pompous.
He finished it by saying, sell it, and then next time you see me out here, you can buy me lunch, because it's going to go back down to 40-something cents. That's what he told me.
Oh, so he knew about it.
He claimed to know nothing about the company whatsoever, but he claimed that because he called them the pink sheets, which are known as penny stocks and small stocks, that they're extremely volatile, basically, and you never know. So once it finally hits, you should just sell and take your profit. Don't wait for it, because ultimately it'll go back down. And so that's what I left with Saturday or Sunday in the back of my head about today. I've gotten to this place in my life where I try not to make decisions based on personal, emotional feeling, right? I'm trying to get away from doing that. And so emotionally, I don't trust that dude as far as I can throw him. But maybe there was something to what he was saying. So I looked through and I was like, wow, you know, Nick, you did start with $250 and you now have $665. That is really big. You can put that money in something else now, and maybe that grows. And so that's what I did. I talked myself into it. I took my 600 and some odd bucks out, and I reinvested it into a other company. Well, XSPA is what it is, the name of it.
What is it again?
XSPA. It's Express Spa Group. They're in 25 airports globally. They're in like 50 malls in the U.S., and they're the ones that do like back rubs and shit and take care of your, basically it's like a walk-up spa, if you will. They're under new management. I went and watched their entire PowerPoint about how they're going to revamp for the rest of 2020 and 2021. So 6 months ago, it was three months ago, it was $1.25. It's 56 cents now. A year ago, it was at $2 and it hung around $1.50, $2. And so my thought is once travel kicks back up, they start getting customers again, it'll climb to at least $1.25 or $1.50.
That stock in 2016 was $112.
And it's 57 cents right now. And so in its restructuring plan, one of the people running the company now, he's in the C class of Starbucks.
Oh my God. In 2012, their stock was $956.
And when?
In 2012.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. That stock was... same year in January was 176. Then it shot up 3 months later to $786 and then shot up from there to nearly $1,000 a share.
Wow.
That's so weird.
That is crazy. You make me feel way better about my decision today.
Although on this one, it calls it, do they call it bearish? This is very fascinating. The loudmouth on the golf course, did he happen to mention, what was his reasoning again?
Basically, he was saying that because those are penny stocks, those are all penny stocks. And when you're dealing with penny stocks and pink sheets, as he referred to them, it's really volatile. And they could have really great spikes, but they could also get down to 40 cents because investors lose interest quickly. What happened?
My stocks went through the roof today. I think there's only one stock now that I might have lost money on.
Yeah, I have one that is losing for me currently, but I greatly believe in it. My other ones that I moved on was MYOV. I bought it at $10.98, and it's now $12.30. So Planet Fitness is my biggest winner, though.
Well, I feel like if you can buy a little bit of the stock at a time, it's like, why not try it?
I mean, I'm with you.
I had another stock I was looking up today, and it was another, I'm really into the bioscience ones.
Yeah. And I mean, I went off your recommendation on MBRX with that one. So that's what MYOV, they are coming up with this. They've come up with this drug that's going to be used for women with cystic fibrosis, maybe.
It's like a thing for fibroids?
Yes. So it was, I bought it at basically $11. It's now $12.29.
All right. Let's see this.
But I'm sticking with that because I have a feeling that one's going to take off through the roof. And if MBRX ends up becoming a compound, it's going to go through the roof too. I would hate for it to end up getting to $12. I'd feel like a real big idiot.
Yeah, because some loud mouth on the golf course.
Yeah, I could always buy more of it later.
I'm looking at this other company, bioscience company in Vancouver, Washington, where I'm from, and they are doing something with COVID-19, and so I can't remember what the news article said, but everybody's trying to get a piece of the pie.
That's right. I mean, and if you got the money to invest, now's the time to do it. That's all there is to it.
I know. Well, I figure, again, well, I know with some of those penny stocks, you know what? That's the only reason why I'm like, I wouldn't necessarily have taken that guy to heart so much. Because it's at some point, a lot of stocks start off as penny stocks. Apple was a penny stock back in the day. You know what
Agreed.
I mean?
Yeah.
So you just never know. But it's, you know, it's all a gamble. And I guess.
I took my money and I ran. And if I want to get back in, I'll hop back in, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's all good.
And also, I feel like there is a disclaimer that please do not take any of what we're saying as financial advice.
Right.
Because in no way, shape, or form am I qualified to give financial advice.
And probably neither was that guy on the golf course, but it's fine.
Agreed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.